NADBF. I look forward to getting mine back. They emailed me last night, said, you know, these are the accessories, checked in, confirm your return address, yada, yada, yada. So hopefully they're working on it. But I have not gotten too far into the menus on that radio. I didn't even know that there was, you're saying there's like an actual map that pops up with the APRS beacons?
Yeah, it's just a circle, you know, concentric circles, and you know, and it'll say, okay, you know, it'll come up with the person's call sign, the distance from you, and then it's like a compass, you know, concentric circles with northeast, southwest, and it shows you the distance and where they are, kind of relative to your location, and that's what pops up when you have it enabled. And so as soon as it receives one, it'll pop up. If multiple come in, you can put it in this list mode where it'll show you the list, and you can just quickly scroll to the one you want and hit it. And then on the map, it shows you all of them and then the distance of where they're at. So it's quite nice, but it's like, okay, what am I going to do with this information? They're there, but, I mean, I know they're transmitting on 2 meters, but, you know, how do you talk to them? That's not there. But allegedly, the protocol supports it, and Kenwood has that enabled in their radios. Supposedly, whatever that means. I didn't do enough to know what it's called, but yeah, the map that it pops up with, it shows you 2.6 miles away. They're southeast of me. You know, it's pretty good.